Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Quality Pharmaceuticals Q1 FY27 earnings conference call hosted by Go India Advisors LLP. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand over the conference to Ms. Soumya from Go India Advisors LLP. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Q1 FY27 earnings con call of Quality Pharmaceuticals Limited. We have on call with us Mr. Aditya Arora, Director and CFO. We must remind you that discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be therefore viewed in conjunction with the risk pertaining to the business. I request the management to take us through the quarterly updates, and post that, we'll open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to con call for Quality Pharmaceuticals. Quality Pharmaceuticals, I'll give you a very brief introduction about the total plants and the revenue. Quality Pharmaceuticals has five operational units, which include biological, general facility, oncology, cephalosporin, beta-lactam, and hormone plant, which is the sixth unit, will be commencing by November 2026. Our total sales revenue expected in FY27 will be +700 crores, and with EBITDA margins between 26%-27%. We are registering new molecules every quarter and on quarter, and this shows the growth in our revenue in each quarter. We welcome all your questions. Please feel free.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Aryan Mehta from Travis Capital. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, congratulations on the good set. I wanted to understand the change in mix for this quarter. So why was onco at 20% kind of down from 26%? So are we guiding, still guiding for 30% by this year or next year? And the 1% revenue from unit five also. So can you throw some light on that?
Okay, sir. Firstly, oncology will be roughly between 25%-30%, considering the timelines for getting the oncology registrations will be, you know, getting a little delayed. So probably we'll have the expected registrations by quarter four of FY27. This quarter, in the last two quarters, we got multiple registrations from the general facilities from MENA region and the LATAM region, specifically from Mexico and a few from Algeria, Morocco, and Tunisia. Regarding the biological section, fifth unit, the preclinical was successfully completed for erythropoietin. Now we have got the permission to conduct the clinical trials. The clinical trials will probably begin by November or December this year. Initially, we will finish with the PK/PKD study, which is the laboratory analysis of the human study. And then finally, the clinical closure will be by October or November FY28. So, we are likely to commence the erythropoietin sales in the domestic and international market before end of calendar year 2027.
But wouldn't there be some time between the submission and then the approval, and then you can launch, right? So, wouldn't that be around 6 months to a year?
So, Indian sales will be immediate, sir. And regarding the foreign submissions, we do not have to wait for complete clinical trials. We can begin with the first 4 month study of 40 patients and we can start submission of the dossiers. So by November or December, we will have, at least in the ROW market, 10 to 12 countries where the product will already be registered.
Okay, so November, December of 2027, right?
Correct, sir. Correct, sir.
Okay.
We have actually already started registering in many countries where the evaluation will begin by next year. So we can we have already started filing in almost 10 to 12 geographies.
Okay, thanks. I wanted to understand a bit more on our distributors that we work with. So understand we have good visibility from the distributors. That's why we're guiding so aggressively. And we've also stuck to our guidance for this quarter. So we are in markets which are barely growing in single digits, right? But how are we growing so fast in these end markets? Can this be attributed to our distributors, which are like top distributors of that country, or is it our quality of products or presence in certain niche products? So I just wanted to understand what is the right to win and how are we growing so fast?
So basically, sir, quality pharma is becoming more competitive due to that the number of plants which he has in, which we have in portfolio and the number of products and the line. Along with this, all these lines are PIC certified, European certified. Along with this, we have a big basket of ready dossiers with bioequivalent studies. So, for example, if we get registrations in high regulated country, we can use the same dossier in filing across 60 or 70 countries. So the model is very simple that we want to become, you know, masters in the first generic and second generic market. So we have prepared a big portfolio of those products which are where there's a huge gap in the market between the reference product and the first. So we want to, you know, capture that gap and we want to, you know, create a portfolio of at least 200-250 products wherein we can do filing across 70-80 countries. And every quarter we are getting at least 2 or 3 registrations. So each registration contributes roughly around 1.5 million or 2 million on yearly sales. And last 3 quarters we have got almost 60-70 registrations. So as on each quarter we get more registrations, we'll be continuously revising the revenue targets.
Okay, that's great. So like basically we identified certain niche where there's a gap between the reference product and generic.
Correct.
But
correct.
How
correct.
Come is it that other companies are not looking at these gaps? I mean, what is our like specialty here? I mean, there's a lot of competition, right, in generic. So
there is actually very less competition, sir. Considering, let's say, the LATAM market, there are not many players who are, you know, actively supplying or registering these products. How many plants are Colombian approved, Cofepris Mexican approved, European approved, with at least 25 or 30 injectable lines? So, and those with the ready dossiers as well. So quality's ability to prepare dossiers every year is like preparing 60-70 new product dossiers. So in that case, we become more, we get a competitive edge over the others.
Got it.
And
got
it's
it.
Also
that
because
really
of the good. Involvement of the directors also, sir, and the hard work which we are putting in.
That is great. That is great. My final question is, what is our relationship with Deepak Bansal and SD Biopharmaceuticals? Because I went back, there's a filing and there's an entity called Calor Biopharma, which is promoted by Deepak Bansal and our promoter Ramesh Arora. And there's also some land purchase agreement which was made with Quality and that too at some double price or something. So can you throw some light on this entity and what's the current status on this?
So basically Deepak Bansal is one of our business associates who has developed Quality sales over the European and LATAM markets. And there's an association with him, an understanding wherein there's a European company called Mana Pharma who has made lot of investments in Quality dossiers across various geographies. So that's the kind of relationship which we have. Plus the SD Pharma is basically an entity of Mana Pharma in India, wherein they purchase from Quality in India and then supplies to various countries like Venezuela, Colombia, Mexico, and all these countries.
Okay, got it. And this entity called Calor Biopharma, is this still active, and this land purchase agreement, is that still on, or what happened to that?
I don't think it is very active, sir, because earlier there was an arrangement wherein Mana Pharma was supposed to, you know, through their representative Deepak Bansal, they wanted to make an investment in India where they wanted to put up a oncology plant, an additional plant wherein Quality would have bought up, got some stake, and they wanted some stake, and they wanted to, you know, manufacture certain niche injectable molecules and export it across various geographies. But I think that plant is on hold as of now. So probably that land is going to be either sold or some other arrangement would be made.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Utkarsh Soumya from Ecoe Quantum Solutions Private Limited. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, this is Utkarsh from Ico Quantum Solutions. Thank you. You had earlier told us that you are in the process of getting a new global auditor. Can you please throw some light on that?
Yes, sir. Most probably it is planned for the quarter three or quarter four. KPMG, we have already filed an agreement. So probably in Q3 or Q4, they'll be appointed. We are just waiting for the software updation, which is to be made, so that we'll be, you know, giving them the data or the kind of data they want in a faster way. So the basic issue is with the software upgradations and the systems in place that is required. But in any case, we'll try to do it before end of this FY27.
Understood. And so, similar to the guidance you've given in FY27, which is 40% growth, do you think the similar growth rate will continue in FY28?
Yes, sir. So basically, sir, the kind of registrations and the kind of investments we have made across the geography with respect to the dossiers and everything, I think we have developed a revenue model wherein we believe by 2030 we can easily reach a 1500 crore revenue mark. So we are talking about doubling our revenues before end of FY30. So we will see a year growth of 25 to 30%.
Okay, so base case 25% you all have built in your internal projections. And how do we see your EBITDA margins go in FY28? Because FY29, you've already told us you'll hit 30%. So how will the journey be from 27% in FY27 to 30% in 29?
Sir, but you will see a growth in EBITDA margins. I think at 1000 crore revenue, the EBITDA should be roughly around 30%. So close to 30%. Considering that the operating cost will not increase that much, so probably at 1000 crore revenue, you'll see a 29 to 30% EBITDA margin.
So will it be linear, wherein you'll grow 100 basis points per year at least, if not more, and thereby reaching 30% in FY29?
So it's very much possible. Again, there are certain things which are in control of the Ministry of Health of various countries. So sometimes there is a delay which might affect the sales targets what we have given. But this financial year, we do believe that 100% the sales will cross 700 or 720 crore mark. But next financial year, I think with the registrations which have been promised, again 25 to 30% could be, you know, expected, but you can take 25% as a minimum growth.
Okay. So everything you're telling us sounds really nice. Is there any risk we should be cognizant of, or anything you'll internally consider a risk and are trying to mitigate?
Risk with respect to, let's say, local regulatory authorities or external regulatory authorities, I don't think there is a risk, because everything has been properly validated. We already had like risk-based investigations from CDSO 7 times almost now in last 3 years. So in neither of these investigations where there was any issue, we have every month we are facing 2 external audits from high regulated Russia or Ukraine or Europe or LATAM. Every 2 months we have 1 or 2 external audits. So with respect to product, with respect to facility, and with respect to team, we don't have any risk. It is now very important that the directors, they should not get carried away with small successes. I think it is very important for us to stay grounded and keep up with the good work.
Perfect. So good luck and best of luck. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nishita from Sapphire Capital. Please proceed with your question.
Am I audible?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, you're audible.
So you mentioned that every quarter we are registering 2 to 3 new products. So do we see this going up and by how much?
Okay, ma'am. So basically, let's say if I take Mexico as an example, we have totally made a submissions of 70 products, out of which we just got registration of 18 to 19 products. All these submissions were made in FY26. So probably we can say maybe next quarter we can get 5 registrations. Similar case is with Colombia, we made submissions of 25-30 products. Chile and Algeria and all other parts of MENA region. In fact, the new country which will open for us, because recently we got the certificates and approvals, and we made in last financial year we made almost 12 to 13 submissions in Saudi Arabia. So Saudi Arabia could also be the next upcoming venue where it will be Saudi and GCC entire, UAE and Oman and all those parts. So probably by the end of third quarter we will start seeing the revenues from these countries. But we believe that MENA and GCC region, quarter four will be the highest percentage, followed by the LATAM region.
Okay, understood. So, can we expect some next quarter Q2 will have, each quarter will have around 4 to 5 products, new product registrations?
Yes, ma'am, probably 6
across
to 7.
Across all
we
countries?
Expecting. Yeah, we are okay, expecting 6 to 7 registrations.
Okay, and my next question is that once we commercialize our biological facility, hormone manufacturing facility, how fast can we ramp it up?
Biological or a hormone?
Hormone, my bad.
Ma'am, see, hormone, we are again focused on 2-3 aspects. The first one is the immediate sales, wherein only the GMP certificate will be required, and we can commercialize at least in the ROW markets like Iraq, or you can say in some tender business in African markets or LATAM markets. So that you can say a 70 to 80 crore revenue we can generate in FY 2028. But for quality to get the COPP and complete with the bioequivalent studies of various oral solid and injectable products of hormone, I think by FY29 we can generate a 200 crore revenue. But immediate sales, you can take 70 to 80 crores in FY28.
200 crores, you said in FY29, right?
FY29, correct.
Okay, understood. And when do we expect the GMP certificates to be approved?
So ma'am, manufacturing license will be in November. After that, 6 months stability. So probably in June or July, you will expect the GMP. However, in this tender markets and these markets, you do not require the only manufacturing permission will be enough for us.
Okay. Understood. Yeah, thank you so much, Natalie.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a gentle reminder to participants. To ask a question, please press star and 1 now. The next question is from the line of Nirali Shah from Ashika Investment Managers. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. I have 3 to 4 questions. So first one is on the BE programs that are underway, the 40 oral solid BE programs. Just wanted to know, how should we look at this from a conversion funnel point of view, say over the next 2 years?
Ma'am, initially we finished the bioequivalences of 6-7 molecules in Q3 of FY26 and 2 or 3 in Q4 of FY26. So those will be 6 or 7 molecules can be commercialized before end of FY27. That means Q4 27 will be able to commercialize at least 5 or 6 molecules, I believe. But if there is a certain delay, then probably in Q1 of FY28. And the remaining 32 products will probably be finished before November, December. All B studies will be finished. And we'll try to file at least 5 or 6 products in this quarter and 6 product molecules in next quarter. And probably all the submissions will be finished before Q1 of FY28. So you can expect that, let's say we estimated that overall with 40 bioequivalences, probably we can generate a revenue of 600-700 crores by FY29. So next year you can expect like at least 80-100 crore revenue from the BE program. But FY29 will be an immediate jump to at least 400 or 500 crore revenue.
Thank you. The second one is on the Keytruda studies. So we did receive CDSCO approval. Can you throw some more light on that?
So ma'am, the first step in any cell line development is the R&D part, which we already finished. Then we brought the cell line, we did the due diligence of the cell line. We brought it to quality site along with the technology transfer. The entire R&D was outsourced, and after that we made the application to CDSCO and the Gene Modification Authority of India, wherein they evaluate all the R&D data, they evaluate the cell line, their characteristics and everything. Based on that, they give us an approval to conduct the stability batches and preclinical. So that approval we have got. Probably by December this year we will begin with the preclinical studies. And March next year, we'll be able to finish it, the preclinical study. And then subsequently, we'll start with the clinical batches and clinical trials. Since it is a oncology molecule, probably it will take 1-1.5 years to finish the clinical trials. So before end of calendar year 28, we think we will be able to commercialize this product, considering that end of calendar year 28, the patent is going to get expired. So November.
So we will be in the first wave of launch.
In the first wave of launch, yes, quality will be part of first launch.
Fantastic. Next is on the debtor days. So FY26 saw elevated debtor days, and I believe it was because of the geopolitical disruptions. How is the Q1 working capital improving? And do you see any structural improvement coming in the customer payment behavior, or is it primarily inventory-led improvement? Any color on that front?
So I think the debtor days will come down to 165 or 170 days, but we are trying that in our regular operations, it should be roughly around 155 to 160 days. So this will be, from 200 days, 8 days, it will come down to 165, 170 days, considering the payment cycle from the, specifically from the MENA region and CIS region and GCC part, it is now improving. And we recently got a lot of payments made from this region.
Okay. And just lastly, we are focusing more on liposomal and complex injectables, long-acting, especially, where do you see the strongest competitive moat today? Is it the formulation know-how? Is it the manufacturing capabilities, regulatory approvals, or customer relationship?
So, ma'am, right now with the bioequivalence program, we have considered only 3 injectables. One is liposomal, that is AmpoV. In AmpoV, liposomal quality will be second generic. Then we have considered octreotide LAR. In, I think, 70% of the markets, quality will be the first generic after the Sandostatin leader brand. And then we have considered Liprolide 45 milligram. This trend particularly will be first generic in 75 to 80% of the markets. All these three BE programs, out of these, the first two, AmpoV and octreotide, that will finish by April or May, so quarter one of 28, and then we'll start submitting. And Liprolide probably by quarter two of FY28.
Okay, so where do we see our strongest moat? As quality as a brand, what is the strongest moat? Like you mentioned, should I assume that technical know-how is something that that holds the anchor for quality pharma?
I think the ability to, you know, imitate the correct formulation of the reference product is one ability, because there are sometimes a lot of, in these niche molecules, there are sometimes a lot of challenges with respect to, you know, developing them equivalent to the reference product. And then, now and then having the failure of batches, doing destructions and continuously improving, and putting all the hard work of the R&D head, director, and technical people, and then developing this molecule which is equivalent to the reference product, and becoming, you know, filling that gap in the first generic market. I think that is the key.
Fair enough, understood. Thank you, and all the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhijit from Paul SS. Please proceed with your question.
Thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes, you're audible.
Yes. So my first question is regarding the gross margin contraction in this quarter on a year-on-year basis. So can you help us understand the reasons behind that? Was it due to a higher raw material cost or a different mix? What was it?
I think the gross margins have improved from the last quarter. Actually, the last quarter, the gross margins were roughly around 56 or 57%. It is now 53%. So probably, I think, when the revenues are 700 or 700 plus, it should be between 49 to 51%. And ideally, it should be, considering the BE program and the BE products, along with the niche injectable registration, it should come down to 47%. So ideal number should be 47%, but because there are still very much, the 35% revenue or 40% revenue is still from the ROW market. So that's why this the gross margins are less.
Understood.
But it is going to improve. It is going to improve on each quarter.
Okay. And can you help us understand the raw material pricing trend across your key APIs? So considering the geopolitical issue, are you seeing any cost inflation or any supply pressure from the suppliers?
So sir, 80 to 85% of the total procurement of quality is from the domestic API, and only 15% is from China. Until now, there has not been much disruption.
Understood. And again, regarding the working capital, in the last phone call, you had mentioned about delayed receivables from the Middle East. So what is the current status? Has the things normalized? Because again, lately there was some disruption. And with revenue scaling to 160 crores, so what is the current receivables position?
So receivables will be, sir, roughly around 165 to 170 days now. I think if we take probably 700 crore number, so probably if I see the debtors to be roughly around 300 crores, so the receivables should be by end of FY27, it should be 165 days.
Understood. So nearly 40% of the revenue would be in receivables, right?
40%, sir.
Okay, so will the cash flow remain sufficient enough to fund the CapEx from internal accruals without taking any additional debt? Because I think you have a multi-year CapEx plan.
So we have actually taken an extended loan. However, we have not utilized it. We are considering if there is any disruption in the cash flow, we might use 15-20 crores. But as of now, there is no such utilization. So right now, with the running cash flows, we are able to make all these investments. Because, sir, the hormone plant will finish in November, and then the CapEx of oncology expansion, that will finish by March next year. So after hormone only, that the remaining CapEx of oncology is to be done. And the biological clinical trial study is to happen before by quarter two or quarter three. So we do not require any further CapEx in biological also. So right now, with the current cash flows, hormone can easily be done.
Okay, so can you give us the breakup of 195 crore CapEx that you have mentioned in the investor presentation? So how much are you going to go in?
You can say 70 crores probably in hormones, sir. 50 crores will be in oncology. I think the bioequivalence will be roughly around 25 to 30 crores. Working capital will be 20 crores. And then what? Yeah, and biosimilar R&D will roughly around 10-15 crores. So we are looking at overall 185-190 crores CapEx.
Industry and the large part of CapEx would be you would be incurring after FY 27.
Yeah, it will be almost same, sir. So basically, sir, there are three biosimilars. The first biosimilar clinical trial will be, you know, almost finishing, and then the second will start, and then the third will start. So overall, in biosimilar clinical trials, we require 150 crore CapEx. And 150 crore CapEx is to be spent between quarter three of FY 28 to quarter four of FY 29. So we have almost 1.5 to 2 years.
Understood. And lastly, in the last con call, you had mentioned about the partnership with one Algerian company. I think it was for R&D. So can you share the status of that? And what kind of arrangement you are looking at post-commercialization? Will it be any profit sharing or any milestone-based mechanism? How is it?
So, sir, there will be a joint venture kind of a thing wherein there will be a manufacturing plant set up in Algeria, which will be a fill-finish plant where the API and the registration will be from quality. And they will do bulk filling of the biosimilar products. The investment in the plant is to be made by the counterpart. And plus, for technology transfer, quality will begin, will make, you know, get the equity for bringing in the technology and the clinical results and the clinical data of the three molecules. So basically, our investment will be bringing in complete technology of the three, four molecules of biosimilar. And they will make the investment in the plant and jointly will register the product and commercialize in the entire MENA region. And this arrangement is not only in Algeria. We are almost there to encash it in Mexico and other LATAM countries as well.
What is the timeline for this?
So basically, sir, the timeline would be much less considering that we do not require initially the clinical data. By after developing the complete dossier without the clinical data, we can make a submission to the ministry and get a permission to take the stability batches in Algeria itself. So it will save a lot of time. Till the time they will take batches in Algeria, submit for the stability studies, by that time, quality will have the clinical data, and then we will submit the clinical data. So everything will happen parallelly.
Understood. That's it from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manan from Wallfort Fund Management. Please proceed with your question.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much for the opportunity and congratulations to the team. You all have done a great work. So, sir, just wanted to ask a few questions regarding this. That one of the question is that on 21st PPT, the PPT slide number 21, it says that 500-liter expansion is completed. So that is one, but on the other side, where in the biologics side, it says that we are installing 500 liters. So just wanted an understanding, is it done or we still have to do?
So basically, right now we got the CDSCO approval for 100 liters only, sir. 500 liter, we didn't, it is already installed and it will be 5 times the capacity, but the CDSCO approval is still to be awaited. So we are not also hurrying it up because considering that right now we only are taking clinical batches. So probably once the clinical batches is finished, then we'll, you know, start, you know, getting the bioreactor registered with CDSCO.
Okay, understood. And sir, second question would be that you said we could be doing around 200 crores from hormone in FY29, but the PPT says potential revenue is 150. So, can you please explain that, sir?
So it will be roughly around 150 to 200 crores, sir, depending upon the registration. But
Okay.
normally for the investor market and shareholder market, we try to give a number on the lower side so that this will less of
Correct.
Query comes in future.
Yeah, that makes sense. And sir, just last question would be that in that same 21st number slide, it says that, you know, I mean, you had previously also said that hormone and biologics are not considered in the guidances given. So, sir, it just seems that a lot is going to come in the future, which you have not really guided for much. And biologics, you said it can do 400 crores in FY29, and hormone can do about 150-200 in FY29. And our guidance has been of 1,000 crores. So this can, you know, if everything goes well, in FY29 itself, we can do like 1,500 crores. And then FY30 can be more. Like, is my understanding correct? Just like if everything goes in a very good
Your
sense.
understanding is correct, sir. In 1,000 crore revenue next year, probably close to 1,000 crore revenue. I think the hormones we have not taken into consideration. And in FY, because we believe that if from the registrations don't come on time, then probably hormone revenues will be, you know, will add up and will help us in reaching that number. But you're right on this part that if you're looking at FY30, number of 1,500 crores, so in that we didn't take the biological and the hormone revenues into consideration. If that comes into play and we get registration of hormones and biologics on time, I think FY29 we can achieve that number. So you're right about it.
Okay, thank you. And just one last thing will be that even as our revenues from biologics and hormone is going to be maybe more than 40% in the coming future by 29, 30. So, sir, are those margins also close to 30%?
No, the margins will definitely increase, sir. But we have not taken, you know, we do not know how many players are going to enter the biological market and what is going to be the price of the product. But we believe that there will be huge profits and the market size will increase because when the prices of these biosimilars will after the patent expiry will come down, probably they become into a usage with all the hospitals and everything. The volume will increase, but the price will substantially come down. So we cannot, you know, right now calculate the amount of EBITDAs or margins what we'll have in FY29. But definitely it
Not
will
a
be on the
problem.
higher side.
Yeah, not a problem. But just understanding that, you know, our margin trajectory even for those products is higher than 30. To keep ourselves on a overall level, to keep ourselves on 30, this could be more than 30. That's all.
Right, sir. It will be more.
Right. Oh. Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much. All the best for the future. God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Hemant, an individual investor. Please proceed with your question.
So congratulations on a very good set of numbers and thank you for providing me the opportunity. I just wanted to ask a few things. First thing which I wanted to know is what can be the revenue potential from Unit 5 in FY29?
Sir, so basically erythropoietin will be commercialized in FY28. FY28 initial commercialization is we see from Indian market. I think roughly around again 80 to 100 crores we can do. In the FY28 we'll do 80 to 100 crores from erythropoietin. But FY29 we see the registrations in the international market for erythropoietin only. So that will be again will give a 200 crore or 250 crore revenues. But it might postpone to FY30. So that's why in FY29 we have not taken the international sales of erythropoietin into consideration. So that number could be in FY30 also. So if that comes in FY29, again this could add up to the total sales revenue. But other biosimilars we cannot commercialize before end of FY29. FY30 they could generate a good revenue for quality.
So is it fair to assume, sir, that 200 to 250 crores of revenue latest by FY30 from Unit 5 and 150 to 200 crores of revenue from Unit 6 by latest by FY30?
So you're saying, so firstly FY30, 250 crores without pembrolizumab, Keytruda. 200 to 250 crores is 100% achievable, sir. If Keytruda is registered on the timelines what we are telling, I think then this number could go to a bigger number also. But I really can't explain that number right now, but it will definitely be on a very higher side. Then coming to the hormone facility, by FY30, yes, 200 crores to 250 crores you can take into consideration.
So, sir, around 1400 crores of revenue is much likely by FY30, right?
100%, sir. 100% possible.
And, sir, I mean, what is the probability of hitting that 150 to 200 crores of revenue from Unit 6 in FY20?
FY29. Sir, see, basically, if we are, if the bioequivalences and the registration do not happen on time, then the revenues will be 60, 70 crores depending upon what tenders we win, what ROW market we are able to get immediate sales. It will be simply dependent upon that. But if the because in this 40 bioequivalent studies, what we have done for this year, that do not contain the hormonal products. Next year probably we are going to take or from December we are going to take the hormone bioequivalence into consideration once we have the manufacturing license. And once the BE is finished and on their success and on the registration success, it all depends upon whether we will reach 200 crore or not. So that's why in FY30 we do believe that 200 crore mark will cross. But FY28 or FY29 it cannot be predicted right now.
Okay, so sir,
we'll put our 100% effort. We'll put up our 100% effort and we'll try that the BE and the registration happen on time.
Okay, so just to, sir, just to sum it up, 1000 crores of revenue by FY29 and 13 to 1400 crores of revenue by FY30 is very much likely.
200%, sir.
Okay, sir. Okay, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Achal Maheshwari from Naredi Investments. Please proceed with your question.
Hello, sir. Good evening. I just wanted to know if all our... Can you give me a capacity utilization for each unit? How much is the capacity currently being utilized for each of our units?
Ma'am, the general facility, I think by 75 to 80% has already been utilized. And the oncology also, the existing facility is again 75% to 80% utilized. Remaining of the units, biologics has not commercialized. CIFA and beta, I think they are roughly around 20-25%. Yeah. But we are making an expansion in the oncology facility. So once that expansion is completed, again, an additional 45%-50% capacity will be enhanced. Also, we are making certain machinery improvements and extending a little area in the general facility as well, which will add at least 20% more to the existing capacity.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants in this conference, please restrict your questions to one per participant. Should you have follow-up questions, please rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Nishita from Sapphire Capital. Please proceed with your question.
I'm sorry. All my questions have been answered.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kunal Dubey, an individual investor. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Sir, congratulations on the great set of numbers. I have a couple of questions from the governance front. Last quarter, you had mentioned that KPMG would be auditing us. A Big Four would come into picture, and you specifically named KPMG. So, but I don't see your statutory auditors have changed, and I don't think so they are going to change next 2 to 3 years also. So what is the status on that? Is a Big Four or a KPMG kind of auditor coming in picture or not yet?
No, sir. They are probably before end of this FY or last, I mean, the last quarter or this financial year will be audited by KPMG. There is
no. So that is aligned, you are trying to say, for Q4 by. Because if I see your special resolution, it stated your current auditor is there for 5 more years and which got updated last year itself. And you are trying to say now that by still.
No, there will be an EGM will happen and it will be appointed.
Okay.
KPMG will be appointed. And in my last phone call
Okay.
also, I told that in Q3 or Q4 we'll do.
Okay. So by Q3 of FY27, you're saying KPMG will come into picture.
Correct, sir. Correct.
Okay, fair. So that was one of the point. And the second question was on the oncology thing. I understand that your oncology, you said 100 crores of revenue, and you said, did you do any kind of revenue this quarter in oncology in the existing plant?
The revenue from the oncology plant, sir?
Yes. Like you had mentioned in the last phone call, 100 crores is the estimation
So we
for FY27.
we did 30 to 35 crores in this quarter, sir.
Okay. And but you are saying your expansion plan on oncology will generate revenue from FY28, you are trying to say, right? Or it will generate some revenue in FY28?
No, expansion plan will generate revenue immediately, sir, because we'll make the submissions to the each of the ministries. Even the European Ministry, Hungary, we will make the expansion submission, we will make there in Anvisa, Brazil also, Colombia also, that we have made this expansion and please come for the audit. And we don't have to do any. We can use the same registrations and start commercializing immediately.
Right. So agar aap
It's in the same facility. Its expansion is
Got it.
connected to the same facility.
So if you say 100 crore was your FY27 guidance and you have already done 30 crore, so you are saying agar ye bhi 100 mein achieve kar lunga, to I should be around more than 100 crores. Am I correct in my understanding?
No, sir. Can you just repeat your question? Sorry.
You did 30 crores in oncology in this quarter.
Correct. Correct, correct.
Your guidance in the last phone call was oncology will do almost 100 crores of revenue in FY27.
Correct, correct.
Okay. So
Correct.
If I go by the current. Okay, it is same. You are maintaining the 100 crores target.
Sir, correct. Also, somebody also asked the same question that because
Okay,
we are making right
Q
now.
mein thoda link
No, no,
aaya
no,
tha,
no.
I'm sorry.
No, 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 no. I understand, sir. We are expecting in Q3 and Q4, we are expecting more of generic registration in comparison to the oncology registration. So probably 100-110 crore will be, you know, achieved from oncology. But you okay. see a more jump in the general facility registration.
Okay. Fair. Our last question, if you want to comment on it, you said 600 crores for FY26 was your guidance. You said 50-70 crores probably on the Latin thing if that thing happens. Any clarity after Q1 ki usme kuch update aaya hai aapko? I am sorry agar aap repeat karte rahoge because main school mein late join hua tha. I'm very sorry about it.
No. So our target for this year has been revised to 700 crore plus revenue. I think so 35 or 40% will be again from the LATAM region. But the percentage of the generic registration and generic revenue will be more in comparison to the oncology one.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity. There are two people who are being very good. One is Vaibhav Sarwan in cricket and another is Quality Pharma. Keep doing the great work, guys.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saurabh Gupta from Financially Free. Please proceed with your question.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes, you're audible.
Sir, thanks for the opportunity and congratulations for the amazing set of numbers, sir. So, sir, I just have a couple of questions. So, if we see our last con call, when you have guided, you have excluded the revenue from onco and hormone and similar guidance this quarter. So, what could be the reason that we are excluding onco revenue and hormone revenue from our guidance, sir?
No, not onco, sir, biological and hormone. From the
biological,
one will be commercialized from next financial year, sir, hormone facility, and biological because since a lot of things are going on in clinical trials, so we have taken these two into the major consideration in FY30, not in FY29. We think that hormone, if we do not get registrations done up till FY29, we might do it some sales in the ROW market, but that will be less than 670 or 80 crores. So that may or may not add up much to the total revenue mark. So we have taken their sales into consideration from FY30.
Okay, sir. Got it, sir. And the second question that I have is, sir, see, the business is on track. We are doing capex for complex products. So, is there any plan of increasing stake by the promoter through warrant or from open market or any color on that, sir? Because it will increase investor confidence to the next level, sir.
Probably we'll plan something, sir. As of now, we had certain money in Q3 of FY26 where we did some purchase from the market. But probably we'll plan something. As of now, there is no such plan.
Okay, sir. Got it, sir. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Shubhanu Bangal from 3Head Capital. Please proceed with your question.
Yeah, hope I'm audible and great setup number. Sir, I have just one question. If I touch it, suppose we achieve if I touch it, revenue around 1500 crore, then what will be our revenue mix?
Revenue mix, sir, probably again from the general facility, you will have like 40%, and that too from the latter market, again, we'll do 30-35%. But this time in FY30, I think the 10% of the sales, 10 to 15% of the sales should be from the European market, because the amount of registrations what we are expecting from the European region, that are likely to commercialize in FY28. So 10 to 15% you can expect from Europe. Again, the remaining mix will remain more or less the same, where 35% will be from the LATAM region 15-20% from the MENA regions, and then GCC of also 10-15%. And from FY30, when the Indian market comes into play, once we have the biosimilars clinical trials completion, so India will again be a big sales for quality, starting from the initial wave of commercialization of biosimilars.
Got it. But can you tell me the product price, like how much come from our general products and biosimilar and hormone?
Sir, FY30 again, hormone products will be 200 crores, will be roughly around, let's say, 15-20%. 25% will be from the oncology products. Biosimilar, if we are able to get the Keytruda registered, then probably 30%. Otherwise, it will be 15% from the erythropoietin. Again, the generic will be the major contributor of 35-40%. And then remaining 10-15% from beta-lactam and cephalosporin combined.
Got it, got it. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand over the conference to management for closing comments. Over to you.
Thank you, everyone. I think I've tried my best to answer all your queries. We'll keep on, we'll keep the good work, and we'll try to keep you posted about quality registrations and new developments. Thank you for joining.
Thank you. On behalf of Go India Advisors LLP, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.